This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It could have been much worse. Each and every one of us have said that in our life, at one point of our lives, something has happened to us. And we looked at the bright side. We looked at the glass being half full. We were very optimistic and we said this statement. Or we have heard it from someone that hopefully has had a good influence on us because they made that statement of gratitude, of being grateful. Grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately. Being grateful to someone, if we have the correct intention, it could be gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is something that the Muslim must uphold within their hearts, within their actions and statements. As a matter of fact, the scholars have mentioned that shukr, gratitude, is of three manifestations or three pillars in order for it to be that which is a solid and truthful form of gratitude. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentions gratefulness, Allah the Exalted after that says the result of that being that He will increase you. But He doesn't mention the object of increase. He mentions that He will increase you, but what will it be? In righteous children, in righteousness for you, in truthfulness. You used to be someone that was a compulsive liar, but now you've gotten better. And someone treating you well, in your money, in your stature, whatever that is, that it'll increase you with Allah and being an action of good that He is pleased with. Allah doesn't mention the object to show you that He is wasi'un alim, that He is the abundant and He is well knowledgeable of your gratitude. So when we talk about gratitude, firstly, it's the statement. If you were to say, you know, it could have been much worse. And that is the introduction to the statement of saying, alhamdulillah. Or we got to thank God. We've gotten over COVID. You know, I've gotten over this injury. It could have been much worse. We got to thank God and we got to show some kind of gratitude towards Him. That's the statement. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And it's for the blessings of your Lord, then speak about Him. Secondly, is that which is in your heart. You really, truthfully are grateful to God. You're grateful to Him because what He has done for you. Any second and moment when you open your eyes itself, the fact that you can see in color, the fact that it is not cloudy, and even if there is cloudy vision, you're still able to function in some capacity. The brain that you had to acknowledge the cloudy vision. Every single thing that is on this earth deserves gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it is a ni'mah, it is a blessing. So having that in your heart that you are thankful to God. Oh God, I just want to thank you for what you have done to me. And thirdly, that you use it, you express this gratitude in your heart and in that statement with actions. You go and make salah, you give charity. You know, you say a good word to someone. You go knock on your neighbor's door and you give them something. You show them that you care for them. You go and feed a poor person. You show it with your actions. And those are the three arkan or rukuns or pillars of gratitude. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are grateful to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that reflect on His blessings, which will make us grateful to Allah in our statements, in our heart, and in our actions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.